This is the Your Vote, Your Voice Election 2020 podcast. Keep it tuned to 1030 The Voice for everything Election 2020. Local and national races, all the updates. Election 2020 lives on 1030 The Voice. Trusted local news and talk.
790-2040 is the phone number. There are three Republicans running for Corporation Commission, and one of those is Eric Sloan, who's given it another shot. He tried a couple of years ago. Good morning to Eric Sloan on line one. Eric, what's up?
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me on your show.
Thanks for being here today. Talk about why it's important to get Republicans on the Corporation Commission. What could happen if it doesn't happen?
So here's the big thing that I think your listeners really want to know is that, why is Corporation Commission important to Arizona? Right now, there are four Republicans serving on that commission. There's one Democrat serving. If we want to fight against some of these Green New Deal policies that we voted against here in Arizona, the Corporation Commission is going to be the battleground for that fight. One of the things I've been talking about is we need lower rates. We need consumer protections, and we don't need a fair deal in Arizona. We don't need a Green New Deal. We need a fair deal. And the fact that we're not getting a fair deal is a big problem right now. And so that's the reason why I decided to run for the Corporation Commission 2 years ago. I thought we were getting a bad deal then, and I think we're getting a worse deal now.
So what about Eric Sloan makes him a good choice for Arizona Corporation Commission? Why should folks vote for you personally?
Sure. Well, I think the number one reason why folks should vote for me is because, I'm a husband and a father and a small business owner here in Arizona, not just in one place, but in multiple places in Arizona. I have businesses in Scottsdale and Prescott and Tempe. And, our utility costs have gone up pretty significantly. One of the reasons I decided to run in 2018 was because my energy costs have gone up 36% year over year. One of the things that we're seeing in the middle of this COVID-19 crisis, as we've been told to stay home, my kitchen table has become my office. It's become my daughter's schoolhouse. My electricity cost has gone up exponentially. And one of the reasons for that is because of peak rates. Peak rates are what happen in the middle of the day on Monday through Friday between 3 o'clock and 8 o'clock, where your electricity basically has a 140% increase in cost. And those have resulted in record profits for the utilities, and they've resulted in record bills for Arizonans, and I think that's wrong.
So for you, if you get elected, Eric, what's the first thing you would want to propose that the Arizona Corporation Commission gets better?
Well, the first thing I'd like to propose is on the affordability side of things. I think that taking on the peak rates and looking at some of these rate structures, one of the things that is prevalent in with all the utilities in Arizona is there's no transparency in the billing. And what I mean by that is that you get your bill and you've got 47 line items on your bill and you don't know what any of it is. We really need to work on simplifying billing. And, that would be one of the main things that we could do to see what people are paying for and how they're paying for it. Because I think right now what's happening is a lot of people don't understand why their electricity rates they continue to go up. And we need some clarity on that.
Do you think the SRPs and TEPs of the world are overcharging for their electricity right now?
I think that peak rates should have been suspended in March when we knew that we were going to have stay-at-home orders. And because of those stay-at-home orders, people have seen massive increases in their electrical bills. I think that clarity in billing will help folks understand what they're paying for. And I also think that, the big thing right now is they're if you have an issue with your electrical company, you're kind of stuck. I mean, I don't know if you've ever had to call TEP or call SRP or APS. SRP actually is not regulated under the commission, but, it's very tough working with these companies to get customer service.
Well, when you're the only game in town, you can take that attitude.
I mean, that's part of the problem. And the commission really has abdicated its responsibility. The commission is supposed to be that place where people can call and try to get some resolution to their issues. But the commission has has basically sidestepped that responsibility. And one of the things that I'm talking about is, you know, when we're talking about consumer protections, is talking about customer service. You know, we have utilities in the state that have the lowest rating on customer service. Why has the commission not stepped in and done something about that? Those are some of the things that I really want to address when I get to the commission.
I assume SRP and TEP's PACs have not donated to Eric Sloan for Corporation Commissioner?
No, I'm a clean elections candidate. No one is donating to my campaign other than individual Arizonans. In fact, we've wrapped up that portion of the campaign. We wrapped it up in the primary. I was successful in getting over 2,000 individual Arizonans to give me $5, which is a lot more difficult than it sounds.
No, it's way difficult.
Yeah, it's very difficult to do. We've had a really great campaign. We got over 516,000 votes statewide. I was the top person receiving votes in the primary election statewide, and I think we've got a good base to build on, and we're just moving forward. But really, it comes back to the fact that I'm like in the last campaign. You know, I'm not trying to do anything extraordinary. I'm just trying to get a fair deal for everybody because I don't feel like I'm getting a fair deal.
Eric, how do people find out more about your campaign, your issues, and is there an opportunity that you might be in Southern Arizona soon?
I hope so. I hope that. I mean, please, let's figure something out and get me down there because, I mean, one of the problems with this campaign, you know, I was down in Tucson so much people thought I lived there in the last campaign. With all this COVID stuff going on, it's been a hard time trying to find events to get to. So I'd love to come to Tucson and Pima County and Cochise County. We just got to get some events on the calendar for that. But if you could go to ericsloan.com, ericsloan.com is the best way to get a hold of me. It's the best way to find out more about me. I'm also on Facebook. You can follow me there at Sloan for AZ. And that would be the best way to get a hold of me, ericsloan.com.
All right, Eric, it was good catching up with you. Good luck in the campaign, and maybe we'll hopefully see you in Tucson in the next few weeks.
I hope so, brother. God bless you. Have a great day.
All right, that's Eric Sloan. He is running for Arizona Corporation Commission.